Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show. Let's start the show.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Chappelle Show. I can't believe I'm still on the air. This is incredible. But I've been having fun since the show came out, man. I've been going out to, like, parties and stuff, feeling like a big shot. And I was out in the club. I don't know if y'all knew this. Did y'all know that Jay-Z has a vodka out now? He's it. What's it called?
Armandale.
For shizzle. Anyway. Yes, that I didn't know that, man. These rappers is getting off the hook with it. These guys are really the new entrepreneurs, man. They got clothes, they got vodkas. And then I stayed home the other day. And you know, when you at home, you see commercials you don't see in the daytime that you might see at the nighttime. You're not going to believe some of the commercials these guys got. I got them. I take them. Here goes one right here.
Hey, what's the matter? Pam, do you have anything sanitary? I'm all out and my flow is heavy.
Do I? Girl, I got something that'll keep your flow motherfucking tizzite.
Tizzite?
What's up, ladies? My name is Dan Gass, CEO of Rockefeller Records. And Rockefeller's about to get all up in that ass with Rockapads. Rockapad is 30% more absorbent than the leading brand. So if your period is dropping, then we catch it. You know what I mean? It's to ride.
You feeling fresh now?
Ooh, well, shizzled my bizzle.
What are you doing? What? Nothing.
So if your bum is leaking, you need to be seeking Rockapad. It's to rock.
Incredible. It's incredible, man. I mean, these dudes are into everything. Now, you think that that's the worst of it? Check this one out. No, I'm serious. Look. It's real down here.
Oh, my. It's Red Man.
Hey, where do you get these stains from with your stinking ass?
It's just so hard to keep my toilet white.
Well, baby, that's why I got the new toilet freshener. My is the bomb, bitch. I'm telling you.
Red Man. Well, how does it work?
Well, the mother works like spray it in the toilet and the enzymes and collaborate together, make some kind of mixture and get all that sugar. You got celery and lima beans and corn and chicken bones in there.
It was yummy going down.
You need some? Why not call on your man? Holla.
Red Man Potty Fresh, the only toilet bowl cleaner with enzymes and that collaborate together to make some kind of mixture that gets your toilet bowl sparkling white.
You got those awful stains out.
Flush the toilet with your pancake ass, bitch.
Sorry.
Hey, Red Man Toilet Freshener, I'll get the brown out. I don't know if you guys watch those old NFL films. They inspire me. And I think they should also honor regular people the same way that they honor these warriors of football. I want to honor the people who get booty under tremendous circumstances. So right now I present great moments in hookup history.
At the Areola 54 Bar and Grill. During the cold November of 1999, 23-year-old Martin Johnson had but one thing on his mind, a piece of ass.
That was a big night for me. I've been on an 8-week losing streak, man. I needed to pull out a win, and I needed it then.
I don't think so.
After a night he chalked up to bad calls, with time running out, Johnson had one last fleeting stab at glory.
Bartender, I would like another drink.
Ashley Evans, affectionately known throughout the league as Smashley Evans, was putting the finishing touches on a newly single party with her friends.
And I would like a man.
When the bartender took away her keys.
Can anybody take this drunk, horny, crazy woman home?
At that moment, Johnson heard the imminent whistle from the train of destiny. As the pass went up, Johnson sprung into action. It was Jimmy Mackey's ninth interception of the year, living up to his reputation as one of the bad boys of the league. Johnson was crushed. But they say perseverance is the hallmark of a champion. And Martin Johnson had it in spades. After a night of bad calls, Johnson finally got a penalty in his favor. Johnson employed a trick play, one he hadn't used since his high school days.
Hey, you forgot to stop her.
But it wasn't her scarf. Young Ashley didn't even own a scarf, but was too drunk to realize it.
Take me home.
Yes, I will.
When opportunity and quick thinking meet the way they did that fateful night.
Good evening, sir.
That's a great moment in hookup history.
Hey, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Chappelle Show.
خلي لك شرح انا الامريكان هدول ترى لالي بنقول الامريكان ايدل
انا بدي اعرف هلا لانه انت بدك تقول لي كالي يما جاستس
مان of all the flights to be on I gotta ride with them terrorist sons of bitches I got my eye on you Al-Qaeda
what are those negroes doing in first class
must be rappers I'd better keep an eye on Sarah.
Me no trust them white men. Me better not go to bathroom. White men will steal my seat and call it Manifest Destiny.
You know, I'm glad to see that there's so many different kinds of people here. You guys can't see at home. At home, in the wide shot, it just looks like a bunch of black people. But it's not. It's a patchwork, a multi-ethnic, multicultural patchwork. Now, America is the same way. And I know a lot of you white people at home might have had a feeling like you have questions for your black friends that you want to ask them, but you're afraid to ask. You don't want to alienate yourself or maybe get beat the f*** up. Well, I want to promote conversation and dialogue, so I went on the streets and gave people the opportunity to ask all the questions that made them so curious. And I got comedian Paul Mooney to answer these questions for them. If you don't know Paul Mooney, he was a writer for Richard Pryor for many years, and some say one of the best comedians working today. Well, one thing's for damn sure, he's an unofficial sociologist. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Ask a Black Dude.
Can black guys jump high?
Yeah, black people can jump high. You got a jump. Got to do something when you're running from the police.
I ask you why you work like this, huh? All you black guy, why?
Why you act like Indo-da-da-da? Black people walk like that because we have style, we got flavor, we got rhythm. I mean, the black man in America is the most copied man on this planet, bar none. Everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga. How about that question? Cal Channing just admitted she was a nigga. The rest of them need to break down and admit it, too.
Yeah, why we black people like to smoke so much weed? Can you tell me why?
Well, I have a question for that. Well, where are your teeth? Black people just like to party. They have that in their blood. But sometimes they can go overboard, and it's real sad. And don't ask me about drugs. Ask Whitney and Bobby. Don't ask me.
Everybody want to be a nigga, but no one want to be a nigga.
Oh, my God. Nigga, I'm gonna get canceled for sure. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Chappelle Show.
Niggas yelling out the window, Joe's at it again. But this bastard got lawyers, keep him out of the pen. I mean, feds wanna knock me just cause I'm cop. Go ahead.
Good evening, and welcome to Inside Chappelle's Show Studio. We're here tonight to celebrate the career of a brilliant young man. Comedian, actor, artist, magician, and some would say a smooth, pimped-out player from the streets that knows how to get his. Please welcome David Chappelle.
It's overwhelming. I'm so used to taping a comedy show. This is incredible. Thank you, William.
You've done over 74 films. We'll cover what time allows. David, in 1987, you burst onto the scene with one of the most auspicious debuts in modern times. I'm talking, of course, about your portrayal of Private Jackson in Fighting Charlie with Mr. Charlie.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Here it is.
Thank you.
Your breathtaking, Oscar-nominated performance.
Who that, the police? Tell them I got shot by some Chinese gangsters. I can describe them. Hello, police.
Get it. Oh. Get out of here. He's too far gone.
Where?
You're going to be all right, soldier. You made America proud. You're a damn hero, son.
Hey, you sneaking. You might as well just shoot yourself in the stomach and come lay down with me. They going to see you.
I was sneaking the same way, son. Permission to carry out one last mission, sir.
What is it, soldier?
Permission to die, Sarge.
Permission granted. You report to heaven at 0800 hours, and that's an order, soldier.
I'll tell him Uncle Sam sent me. Why, God? Why? Don't ask God. Ask Nixon. Why, Nixon? Why? Ow! Death!
After Mr. Charlie, you took what many considered the role of a lifetime when you played the Duke of Yorkville in Improper Inquisitions.
Let's take a look.
My lady, don't run from me, my lady.
I need to know. Twas there another maiden in our bed?
Say it, twat. It appears as though my lady has been rummaging through my things and found it her birthday present early. Guess. Surprise!
Lieth not. My lord, I prithee.
The last maiden that accused me of lying, I stuck my foot betwixt her buttocks so rapidly, they broke it off and snap it as the twig doth snap. So, my lady, I invite thee to come and watch me unsheath my sword and swing it upon thee, bring it. Seems as though the boudoir perhaps won't be necessary. I've soiled my pantaloon. I'm going to get a bowl of cereal. You get some rest. Ta-ta.
David, I've spoken to many actors who have played the physically challenged. When Daniel Day-Lewis saw your performance in Littlefoot Longfoot, he threw up. In the movie, you played Stanley, a handicapped man with a heart of gold. It's visual poetry.
Thank you.
Sir, let me help you.
Get that damned hands off of me.
But step the wet floor.
Step! Oh! Should pee on y'all like R. Kelly.
Hell show.
Folks, my next guest is a Grammy-nominated artist. And I met with him at Jimmy's Uptown, and he rocked it. There were seven of us, and they rocked all seven of us. Give it up for my man, Fat Joe.
Come on.
Show sunshine, where you at?
All three people in the audience, welcome to Jimmy's Uptown. I'll hear you.
Everybody's out across the night.
What?
My lady out across the night.
Who?
My homies is down across the night.
Yeah.
Ladies, fellas, come on, come.
Hey, yo, I came through the door, seen it before. Hands touching the ceiling, booty shaking the floor. Have you ever felt good to the point you're so short? All the attention in the club. Got your hair done, not shades, Christian Dior. Even sprayed a little happy on your Vicky draw. Hitting your dance on hard, who goes for more? And your cruise all but no Insta on. Got the dawn all warm and it ain't your hand. Feeling like the dawn warm when you caress my chin. Come a little closer while the wreck is spin. I'm gonna freak a little longer, I'll be playing again. Come on.
Baby, if you win it, just clap your hands.
Come on, everybody,
stop
put your hands in there.
Black that thing up.
Three more. Come on. How you doing? Mind on my money, money on my mind. Had to let you know you just as good as dope. It's like we got our own little private party going on. And the scene just changing the show.
so intimate, so intuitive. Such a tender thing. Grinding so hard, you gotta know what I'm thinking. Laughing, cause I'm a kid back before the weekend. Now we at the pad about to crack a case. Playing the couch like Caesar. She treated me great, huh? Not for nothing, hun, the sex was great. But you know you got to go, I got checks to change. She can't
even really just clap your hands. Stop me, girl, back that thing up. Spend that cash for a drink and yeah.
You freak that bitch like you trying to have a baby, come on.
Everybody's down across the night.
All the homies down across the night.
Baby, if you were to just clap your hands.
Come on.
Stop playing, girl, back that thing up in. Spend that
baby.
Cash, dog, drink the Henny and free
what?
That girl.
Who?
Like
what the? What?
I would like to thank my guest, Fat Joe. I would like to thank my studio audience. And I'd like to thank you at home for watching the show. And remember, preach that bitch like you're trying to have a baby.